A Word Fitly Spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Rise, risen, raise, raised. The gospel is that Jesus is risen from the dead. The good news is not merely that Christ died. Indeed, Jesus must die for our sins according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. But he must also rise, John 2, verse 22. For if Christ is not risen, our faith is vain, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14. A dead Jesus does us no good. A dead Jesus is no different from any other human. And Christians who believe only a dead Jesus are themselves still dead in sin, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17. The complete, comforting, pure, and powerful good news of salvation is that Jesus is risen from the dead, and if we confess this with our mouth and believe it in our heart, we also shall be saved, Romans 10, verse 9. The good news of this gospel is derived from three truths concerning the resurrection. First, we are repeatedly taught, seven times in Acts alone, that God raised Jesus, Acts 2, verse 32. This proves the impossibility of any salvation by the will or worth of man. So completely is salvation from beginning to end the work of God that even Jesus did not raise himself up. God must raise Jesus by His Spirit, Romans 8, verse 11. Likewise, the same God who raised up the Lord must also raise us up by His own power and grace, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Eternal life is the gift of God, Romans 6, verse 23. Secondly, Jesus is risen from the dead. This is why God must raise Him. Dead is dead. God raised him because, having paid the wages of sin, it was impossible for death to hold him any longer, Acts 2, verse 24. And being raised, death has no more dominion over him, Romans 6, verse 9, and this enemy will be destroyed, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26. The Lord is risen to scatter his enemies, Numbers 10, verse 35. Rule his adversaries, Numbers 24, verse 17, and stand over his fallen foes, Psalm 20, verse 8. Risen, he has abolished death and brings life and immortality to light through the gospel, 2 Timothy 1, verse 10. Thirdly, he is risen. On the third day, God did not raise merely his body, but God raised his Son, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. He raised up Jesus and showed him openly, Acts 2, verse 24. Likewise, we shall be raised. It is true, this includes the quickening of our bodies, Romans 8, verse 11. The same natural body sown to corruption, dishonor, and weakness is raised a spiritual body, incorruptible, glorious, and powerful, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42 through 44. But the really good news is that God raises persons, and that if His Spirit dwells in us, then He who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 14. Because God raises persons from the dead, the good news is that we need not wait until He raises our bodies to enjoy the benefits of His resurrection. Indeed, it is true that Christ is risen as the first fruits of them that sleep, so that when he returns he will be awakened from slumber by trumpet sound, and in the blink of an eye be raised incorruptible, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20-52. But the really good news is we are already risen. As we are buried with him in baptism, we are now risen with him through faith by the operation of God, Colossians 2, verse 12. And whosoever lives and believes in Jesus shall never die, John 11, verse 26. God is not the God of the dead, but God of the living, Mark 12, verse 27. God has given us assurance in that he raised Jesus from the dead, Acts 17, verse 31. Jesus is risen that we might have a living faith and hope in God, 1 Peter 1, verse 21. Faith believes that, as he was delivered to death from our offenses, so he was raised for our justification. Romans 4:25. Hope is certain that God, having raised up his Son, has delivered us from the wrath to come, and sent him to bless us in turning us away from our iniquities. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 and Acts 3:26. Such faith, worked by the Spirit of the risen Christ, is powerful to make us alive unto good works. Now, it is as impossible that a living faith leave us unfruitful and remiss in a holy life as it would be for those who believe this gospel to ignore Jesus at the trumpet's call and remain unchanged in the grave. Belgic Confession, Article 24. Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, that we should walk in newness of life and bring forth fruits unto God. Romans 6:4 and 7:4. As those alive from the dead, we yield our members instruments of righteousness unto God. Romans 6:13. Risen with Christ, we are made to sit together in heavenly places, to seek those things which are above, where he sits on the right hand of God. Ephesians 2:6 and Colossians 3:1. Good news, indeed.